Now, before we go to Adam Penngillie, TK, are you okay?
Why is that?
Because you just made an excuse for the Warriors.
You said supporting it was a burden, didn't I?
The Warriors travel. Yeah, the burden. You're making excuses for them.
I'll correct myself. I won't do it ever again.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, that's the real TK.
That is.
Good morning, Adam Penngillie.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK. How are you going?
Yeah, morning, guys. Going very well, mate. Now, what's happening with Winks?
So you're going to resume in the, I was going to say the old Warwick Stakes. It's going to be renamed the Wink Stakes this year, boy. So obviously Chris Waller's confirmed over the last 24 hours. There's been a bit of conjecture about where Winks was going to resume her spring campaign, especially after the autumn when she resumed first up at a mile in the Chipping Norton Stakes and absolutely blew them away. She was dynamic over a mile. We had all that hoo-ha about will she or won't she run in the Apollo Stakes. Plus Hugh was suspended. I had to try and find another rider, and Chris decided to hold her back for a run and get her to resume at the mile. And I think there's a school of thought suggesting that he might try and do the same thing in the spring and maybe look towards the Chelmsford Stakes as a kickoff point. But Chris has scuppered that idea and said she'll have a couple of trials and have followed a similar campaign to what she has done in previous years and resuming that Winks Stakes or the Warwick Stakes first up at 1,400 metres. And just on Winks, boys, there's been a first confirmation of a Cox Plate rival for her later this year with Godolphin suggesting that Ben Batchelor, overseas horse trained by Fayed Bin Sarul, come over from Europe and take on the great mare in the Cox Plate. He's a Group 1 winner in Dubai in the Dubai Turf. He's also a Royal Ascot winner last year. Didn't do too crash hot in the Queen Anne Stakes at Royal Ascot a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, it's the first time we'll get an international horse out for the Cox Plate later this year.
$26 chance if you want to be on the Godolphin horse up against Winks at $1.50. Nature Strip won on the weekend, but wasn't overly impressive.
What do you think, TK? I thought it was an okay.
I thought it was okay, but, you know,
yeah.
Can it win the reports, Everest?
Yeah, I'm not sure, TK. I'm not sure, to be honest. From all reports, there was a pretty strong headwind there down the Flemington Straight on the weekend. He did all the donkey work leading them up. So maybe the wind had a little bit more merit than initially thought. He did travel a bit keen and a bit strong in the run, so maybe he didn't have a lot of gas left in the tank for the last 100 metres. But just visually watching that race, he put a big gap on him at about the 300-metre mark, and in the last 100 metres, you can just see him getting a little bit tired there, and some of his rivals just starting to take a little bit of ground off him in the last 100 metres. So whether that performance is good enough to really convince some of these slot holders to jump in and dive in and make him an offer to be part of the Everest, I'm not too sure yet. But you've got to suggest he's still got some upside, just whether he runs a really strong 1,200 metres against that sort of elite Group 1 company.
Yeah, oh, well, it'll be interesting, won't it? But if there's a strong headwind, what don't they say about running a strong 1,200 at Flemington? You're
up the straight.
Up the straight. If you do it well, you can... Yeah, you know, you can
probably. They've been
anywhere and obviously win, but
I thought it was good.
I just think he knows how to win.
He goes good, but geez, there's a couple of tough old customers that are hard to get past there as well.
Craig Williams, mate, big day at Flemington.
How good was that, Laurie, on Saturday? That was absolutely outstanding. I know Craig cops a little bit of cruising from time to time on social media when he might not give one the best ride, but geez, he's an elite rider, Craig Williams. 6 winners at Flemington on the weekend. It could have been 7. He went down in a photo finish in an earlier race as well. And we touched on the program last week about this battle for the Melbourne Jockeys Premiership down there. Well, Craig went into the meeting with a two-win lead over Damien Lane. That's quickly extended to 8 wins with only 6 meetings to go in the season. So I think Craig is desperate to have a holiday at some stage. I think I read some reports suggesting his family's back over in Europe in the Ukraine having a holiday at the moment. I don't think Craig's convinced that 8-win lead's enough to go on holiday straight away, but I'd imagine if he can maintain that buffer in the next week or two, Craig will probably end the season early and head overseas for a bit of a holiday with the Premiership safely in his keeping.
What about Zach and Joe, mate, over there in Hong Kong? They went blow for blow last night.
Did you watch much of this, TK?
I saw only bits of it, mate.
Yeah, same. I saw only bits of it yesterday, but it was absolutely compelling viewing of what I did see. The first 7 races they split between them
4
yesterday.
4 and 3.
Absolutely outstanding. Ends up riding 4 winners each on the program, which is an absolute epic battle yesterday between Joe and Zach. And that means that Zach's still got a 3-win lead going into the last 2 meetings of the season in Hong Kong there. It was just absolutely fantastic viewing. 2 absolute champions, 2 huge figures in Hong Kong racing, just going toe-to-toe all day yesterday there at Shark Tin. And sets up a fantastic last week over there in Hong Kong for the Jockeys Premiership too.
Yeah, incredible stuff. 129 to 126, and the 2 superstars going head to head with 4 winners apiece. Good on you, Adam. We'll catch up in Brisbane.
Thanks, boys. Might see you tomorrow.